story of Mert and Mort. Because Mert and Marge arrived late for a performance, Ray Hunt has taken Mert's solo song from her and also has named Billy DeVere, Mert's arch rival, captain of the Chick Chicks. The girls were late because two of Houston's gangsters had forced their way into their apartment. The intervention of Slim, the bodyguard assigned by Duke Sandfield to protect Mert, saved the girls from harm. But even Duke Sandfield and his associates are unable to save Mert from the jealous revenge of Ray Hunt, whom Mert has spurned romantically. We'll see what happens in just a moment when we listen to today's episode in the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. It's the same night. A few of the girls are still in their dressing room, changing to street clothes. As we come into the costume-littered room, we hear Gwen talking. She says,
I think it's a dirty shame, Mert, after you've been the captain of the Chick Chicks for 5 years, to take it away from you and give it to that old Billy.
Well, if I didn't deserve it, Hunt wouldn't give it to me.
I'd just like to see you bossing me around rehearsal.
Well, Spear used to boss you around.
Yes, but Mert's different. She's bossy, but she ain't.
Well, I'll bet I'll make you drop some of that lead you're carrying around, Gwen Rogers.
I wish you girls would stop talking about it. Myrtle feels terrible.
Oh, Margie, you sang the letter chorus just rotten tonight.
I sang it just as bad as I could so they'd give it back to Myrtle.
Margie, dear, I wanted you to do your best, and I want you to have that song. Losing the captaincy, what does it mean anyway? If they don't reduce my salary, I don't care very much.
I'd just like to know why Hunt is so nasty to Myrtle all at once. She used to be crazy about it.
Well, look at the thing she's pulled.
What do you mean, Billy?
Well, first her affair with Ray Hunt. Well, he's already got a wife. Almost got him mixed up in a divorce case, and now this big scandal.
Well, gee, she sure got swell notices in the papers.
I'll say they were notices. Anytime your name is hooked up with the killing of a racketeer, they're more than notices.
Billy, don't you say another word about Myrtle being mixed up with the murder of Harry Duffy. And don't you say another word about her anyway. I'm tired of the way you treat her all the time.
No, sister, you go and sit down and shut up.
Oh,
I'll make you jump at rehearsal tomorrow.
You won't make me jump because I won't be there. I won't rehearse for you.
Oh, yes, you will rehearse, Margie. Let's not break any more rules.
Well, I won't, I say. And I'm going to Mr. Hayfield the first thing in the morning, and I'm going to tell him Billy was responsible for that picture of Myrtle in the blot that time of the raid on the Red Rooster. And I'll bet she's got something to do with this Duffy affair.
You go to it, Margie. Billy certainly got it coming to her.
Listen, Linda. You amateur, you go over there and sit down where you belong, or I'll knock you over there.
Oh, you let it push you, Margie.
I'll push her, all right.
Oh, no, you won't push me, Billy DeVere.
You little squirt. How do you get that way slapping me?
We'd surely lose our job, Margie.
What do you say we all strike, girls? Let's not any of us show up in the morning. That's all strike.
Oh, please, girls, for my sake, don't ever do anything like that. They wouldn't. They'd think I started, and there are too many girls today that could replace us within 24 hours.
Well, we'll sure make it tough for her in the morning anyway.
Oh, here comes Mr. Hunt down the hall.
Oh, jeepers.
May I come in?
Oh.
I'm surprised at you girls.
Oh, well, Billy started all this, Mr. Hunt, and she had it coming for weeks.
I don't want any explanation. This will be another little matter for the newspapers as soon as it gets out. Hayfield's Chick Chicks have brawl in the dressing room.
Oh, gee, I hope they mention me.
Well, what have you to say for yourself, Miss Spear?
Nothing.
Mr. Hunt, I slapped Billy's face before Myrtle ever did anything.
There's been too much dissension in this dressing room, and the way to stop it is to get rid of the instigator. Here, Miss Spear, this will probably end all of this trouble.
Thanks. I've been expecting it.
What is it, Myrtle? What did he give you?
Well, there it is, girls. And I'll read it. The old 2 weeks' notice. Fired, as it were.
Has anybody got a pencil and a piece of paper?
Here's a pencil, Margie, and here's a piece of paper. You write him a good note, Margie.
How do you word it, girls?
Word what, Margie?
I'm going to give him my 2 weeks' notice, and when Myrtle leaves this show, I'll leave right with her. If we can't get work in another show, we'll go to work in a laundry or someplace. We don't care, do we, Myrtle?
Oh, you can't do that, Margie. Remember what Mr. Hayfield said, that he had some plans for your future. You mustn't even think of such a thing, dear.
And when Billy comes back, don't any of us give her the satisfaction of knowing that Myrtle has just gotten her notice.
Mm.
Oh, there's that nasty old thing now. Well, I hope you're satisfied, you old troublemaker.
No, I guess Spear found out she don't run this show.
Come on, Margie. Jack Arnold's waiting for us upstairs.
Yes, I'm ready, Myrtle.
Night, girls.
Good
night. See you at rehearsal tomorrow.
Good night,
girls.
Come on, Myrtle. Don't you care? I'm going to see Mr. Hayfield tomorrow.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you, Margie. Only cause a lot of explanation about Hunt and his wife and me.
I think he should know that, too.
Our recent troubles are more important right now, dear. Well, let's see what Jack has to say tonight.
There he is, Myrtle.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hello.
You all ready to leave?
Yeah, Jack. Let's go right up to my apartment.
All right.
There's that taxi up at the curb, Myrtle.
Margie.
I've got my car right here, girls. Go on, hop in. There you are. Well, why so silent, girls? What's the matter?
Oh, something awful happened in the dressing room tonight, Mr. Arnold. Billy got so mean to Myrtle, and I slapped her face, and she was going to hit me, but Myrtle knocked her across the room.
What? Why, girls, I'm surprised, but, well, I suppose she had it coming to her.
Got a whole lot more coming to her.
Mr. Hunt gave me my 2 weeks' notice tonight, Jay.
You don't mean it, Myrtle.
Yep. Couple of weeks, you'll probably be seeing me stand at 47th and Broadway with a monkey and a tin cup.
Well.
And I'll be right there with her.
Come in, Jack. Make yourself at home.
Thanks, ma'am. Certainly surprised to hear about all this tonight, girl. I'll talk to Hayfield tomorrow and see what can be done about it.
I'm going to see him tomorrow, too, and I'm going to tell him a lot of things.
I don't want you to do that, Margie.
I'm going
I'll do all I can, girls. Now, I want you to tell me about these two fellows who forced themselves into your apartment.
Well, they must have followed us from the theater over here. We just come in and ordered our dinner.
And when the buzzer rang, we thought it was the boy from the food shop. And I opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
One man pushed his foot in the doorway and shoved me away, and they wouldn't get out.
I heard one of them call the other Pete. The other one I remember is called Belden. They tried to get me to tell them if I knew anything about the Duffy boys. I told them I knew nothing. And then one of them recognized Margie from the night on the raid on the Red Rooster.
Then we knew right away, Mr. Arnold, that they were some of the Houston gang.
I see.
The one named Pete said he knew Jimmy Minter was Margie's brother. Margie kind of gave herself away and begged them to tell us where Jimmy is. Then the other one said, well, wherever he is, he's not doing any squealing right now. Just then the buzzer rang, and it was the boy with the dinner.
Oh, Myrtle, it wasn't like that.
Of course it was like that, Margie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And then we screamed and hollered police, and the two men ran out. They were so scared.
That part of it doesn't sound plausible, but we'll let it rest
for now. You see, Jack, they're the ones who are hiding Jimmy or doing something to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer it. Hello? Who is this? Oh, yes, Mr. Arnold here. Jack, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Oh, hello, Chief. Yes, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll be over there right away. Goodbye. Girls, I've got to leave. The Chief wants to see me.
All right, Jack. You'll be back?
Yep, soon as possible. See you later.
Okay. Bye. Let's make ourselves comfortable, Margie. I feel pretty low tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Myrtle. I never thought Mr. Hunt could be so mean.
Oh, never can tell, can you, Margie?
What's that noise, Myrtle?
It's outside the window.
Well, the fire escape's right out there.
But this is the fourth floor. Nobody could get up there.
Oh, look, Myrtle! I'm breaking the window!
Who's there?
Oh, look, Myrtle, it's Jimmy.
How'd you get up there, Jimmy?
I climbed up the fire escape. Full curtain all the way downward.
What do you want, Jimmy? What's the idea of coming up the fire escape?
I had to, I tell you. If they find me going, this will be the first place they'll come to. Tell me, is Jack Arnold here? I just got to see him.
Well, he was here, but he's gone now. He's coming back, though.
I don't think I can wait. Oh, gee, hide me. Hide me, quick.
Oh, Jimmy.
Here, on the clothes closet.
Okay, thanks.
Who is it?
Hi, Clarence.
Oh, what do you want, Clarence?
Well, I like that. Here I am putting myself out to come up here to console you two, Kate, and I'm practically insulted.
Well, but Clarence, we
aren't
can't...
you even going to ask me in?
Well, come in for a minute.
Well, that's better. Now, Marge, run out and get some plates and spoons. I've got a pint of delicious strawberry ice cream and some yummy little frosted cakes. We'll just sit down and forget our troubles for an hour or so. How will Mert and Marge get rid of Clarence? The situation in the apartment is hectic, and so is the situation in general. After 10 years with the Chick Chicks, Mert has been given her 2 weeks' notice. Will Jack Arnold be able to save her job? There's plenty of exciting action brewing for the next episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.